and promptly the zealots had prepared an attack. To me, that was the decisive test and the real purpose of this production. From that point on, I was finally certain that Salah was in league with the zealots. And then, finally, his alleged kidnapping from his office, which took the biscuit. In the face of Ottoman military patrols on the streets, which kidnapper would still take the time to trash the premises without any benefit, if it was actually about taking the hostage out of the city unnoticed? That would make no sense. The fact that Salah devastated his own office was not only overkill and too apparent, but also absurd and illogical. The Palestinian rose from his chair and applauded. "Bravo, Mr. Holmes," he said, by no means sarcastic. "You have observed and analyzed all this well. I'm sorry I couldn't offer you a bigger challenge." "Don't worry," Holmes replied. "It was big enough." "Nevertheless, we have reached a dead end," Salah continued. "Although you may have convicted me and my two comrades, you will no longer be able to prevent the uprising against Ottoman rule. Now I can tell you that the rebellion will begin on the night of December 25th. "You have to blow it off," I immediately shouted. "The people of Jerusalem may be outraged and fired up, but against the concentrated military power of the Ottoman army, these people and children with slingshots have no chance. It will end in a horrific bloodbath." "As a former soldier of the British Army in Afghanistan, you should actually know more about asymmetric warfare," Salah stated. "It's not a..."